We were talking about Kate Bush a couple of weeks back, and guess what? Guess what?
She's back.
Yeah, in a big way.
This is amazing. This is like an incredible story, because Kate Bush, in that category of artist for me is like Alanis Morissette, who was obviously in Dublin during the week, where if you asked me to name any of her songs, I don't think I could, but I would definitely recognize them on the radio. You know that kind of song you bop along to, you definitely know it. But she is featured in the new season of Stranger Things, and as a result, for the very first time, topped the charts in the UK with her song Running Up the Hill 37 years after it was first released, and is into the American top 10 for the very first time as well. It's a kind of outstanding. Have you been watching Stranger Things?
Isn't that incredible? I've seen bits and pieces of it now. I haven't followed it through, but what I've seen, I've enjoyed. But imagine taking 37 years to get to number one. And more incredible, I thought, was the fact that, as you just stated there, it's her first top 10 in the States.
Yeah, like 37 years after. She was interviewed by the BBC during the week and said it's all kind of a bit surreal and that the whole world has gone mad. But she obviously had a bit of an input when Netflix rang her to say, can we use your song? Had a little bit of input into where it went, the placement of it and everything. And as it turned out, Kate Bush was a huge fan of Stranger Things. I've been watching it with her family since the start. So that really, really helps. But yeah, I've been watching it. I've watched all the last few seasons, really into this season as well. It's really, really good. And where the song is placed, it's sort of it provides a heroic escape, if you like, without giving too much away, a heroic escape for one of the main characters. But it's taking a side note away from Kate Bush. It's gotten a bit of a creepy streak this time, Ollie, this particular season. I'm not a horror guy. I'm not a horror guy. And I never thought Netflix was proper horror either. It was a bit more like, you know, there was a little bit of it, or Stranger Things rather. But this year, it's gone proper scary. And since the first part of the first season, if you like, they've done it weirdly in that they released the first 8 episodes and the next 2 aren't coming until July, the final 2. I've actually had several nightmares involving this song and the demonic creature that's involved in it. I've woken up several times in the middle of the night. It takes me about 40 minutes to get back to sleep.
Oh my God.
You know a sign of good television when you are literally having your dreams invaded by it.
Absolutely that. Well, we have a quick 30-second clip of Emma Bartnett from the aforementioned BBC Radio 4 show. And this is Kate Bush herself speaking about the success of the song. Kind of interesting just to have a quick listen.
Well, it's just extraordinary. I mean, you know, it's such a great series. I thought that the track would get some attention. I just never imagined that it would be anything like this. But it's quite shocking, really, isn't it? I mean, the whole world's gone mad. Really wonderful, I think, is that this is a whole new audience. You know, in a lot of cases, they've never heard of me, and I love that. And it's, you know, the thought of all these really young people hearing the song for the first time and discovering it. Well, I think it's very special.
Yeah, kind of cool, all in the youth psyche again and all that goes with it, but incredible stuff. Well, do you know what? I was talking about renewing my driver's license the other day, Sean, and the fact that, I don't know if you renewed yours, but they're now black and white photos. You used to be in Technicolor, but they're now black and white photos, and they look awful. I look like I've been, as I was saying to Audrey in reception the other day, living under a bridge for the last 2 to 3 weeks, on the run, on America's Most Wanted list, at least. But that, put aside, brings us to Brad Pitt and GQ's global July-August cover. Oh my God.
Yeah, it does. You know what? It's an actually perfect description, because I don't think anyone likes the photo of them from their driver's license. I think I went to mine.
Well, I feel better about it now.
Oh, like, I think I went to mine hungover. And I'm genuinely worried whenever, like, I have to show ID or if I'm going to go into somewhere, that they won't accept it or won't recognize it as me because I look so terrible in it, look so drawn. But not quite. Like, Brad Pitt in this, people can go and see it online on Twitter, and someone made the comment that he looks as though he's been embalmed for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it, because he's sort of done this thing where very graceful aging, hasn't changed all that much, and even in recent movies, the only thing that would give him away is a few grey hairs. But in this one, he really does. He looks like someone in the cast of Goodfellas, you know, who's had this bit, kind of Italian-style mafia or something, who's had a bit too much work done to him. it's really, really strange. It's this whole world of Botox, maybe, that his face is now just plastered onto him.
And he must have had to sign off on it to some degree. But I was looking down some of the comments. Someone says, this isn't Brad Pitt. This is Ray Liotta's cryogenically preserved corpse.
No, that's exactly who I was trying to think of. Yeah, yes, 100%.
Yeah. Someone else says, I don't know if there's an agent register, but if Brad Pitt's agent is on it, he should be struck off. And someone else saying, doesn't he just? Is he alive in this pic? Not even joking. What is this?
Yeah, as you say, if the agent... Now, maybe it's some sort of artistic thing that he wants to do. I don't really know, but it doesn't look like Brad Pitt. When you sent it to me first, I was like, what are we talking about this guy for? Who is this? I had to actually look into it. Oh God, right, this is Brad Pitt. Brad in the pit of horrors.
Indeed. Well, as I say, I feel better about my driving license photo now. So, yeah, there's one plus of it. But now, listen, what are you doing on your explainer this week?
Oh, this week, rounding back to bad news, we're talking about the C word. I'd hope we wouldn't have to do it. But COVID, it's back out there. I'm sure everyone knows we've all started being stuck down with it again, or family members going down, or friends or whatever. So this week is looking at what is behind this wave, why has it come here, and is there going to be any sort of mask mandate or any sort of further restrictions coming down the line? So it's available now. Let me explain in all reputable and some disreputable podcast platforms.
But can I say, well worth a listen. Sean Defoe, always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day. Have a good rest of week.
You too, Ollie. Mind yourself.
Bye-bye. Bye.